Masechet Shavuot Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tet will continue to list cases where somebody would be patur for a violation of the swear about testimony where he claimed he didn't know anything when in reality he did have information that would have been helpful for somebody's legal situation. Mishnah says, Mashbia ani alechem. Someone says to two people, I am putting a swear onto you. Keshetidun li aidut. That when you become aware of a piece of testimony that would be beneficial to me when I'm in the future involved in a disagreement when it comes to money, and that you'll come and testify on my behalf. And then these two people who he told, they answer amen. They accept it and they take that responsibility. If later on they do witness something, and this same person approaches them and tells them that he'd like them to testify in his behalf, and then at that point, they deny knowing anything. They make it like they don't know what he was talking about. They don't know or have pieces of information that would be helpful for him. We say, and then it becomes knowledge, then it becomes out there that they lied. Hare elu peturin. They're not obligated to bring a korban. Why? Because in this situation, the oath, the swear that they took place before knowledge of testimony. The Torah tells us that witnesses would only bring a korban for something that they could have testified about at the time that they took the swear. Here, they swore. They didn't know anything. They didn't have any information that they could have been helpful with in the legal situation. And that testimony came up later on. So we say, not something that we're going to be mechayev them to bring korban, because the knowledge has to be there at the time of the swearing.